First, this, the Supreme Court heard arguments today about political contributions and teachers' unions. This is a pair of cases from Washington State, and it could sharply limit the political power of unions. Dahlia Lithwick is here with us in NPR's D.C. studios to discuss the case. She's legal analyst for Slate.com and contributor to Day to Day. Dahlia, welcome again, and help us understand the law at issue here in these Washington State cases.
Sure, Alex, and it's a little bit complicated. This is a case about what unions are to do with the non-members of the union who must nevertheless pay, quote, agency fees that go toward collective bargaining activity that the union engages in, the idea being there's no free riders. The problem comes up when some of these agency fees are used by the unions for political activity, not for collective bargaining. And the state of Washington, by ballot initiative in 1992, passed a rather unique law that makes the union go to these non-members and get, quote, affirmative authorization from them to use the fees for political speech. In effect, what Washington said was, instead of putting on the burden on the non-members of the union to opt out of political speech, Washington shifted the burden to the unions and said, go to these non-members and ask them to opt in.
So that would be a big thing for the unions to have to do. And the teachers' lawyers are in court. They're arguing, look, we shouldn't have to do this. What did they say?
Well, they said, they said, look, this is not a great, huge free speech case at all. This is really just a case in which we think that non-members, as they said today in argument, shouldn't be asked to opt out twice. They've already said no to the union. They've already said when they declined to join the union, we don't want any part of this. Why do they have to then go back and go through this whole arduous process of opting out again? No means no, effectively.
Uh-huh. And how did the union lawyer respond to this?
Well, what the unions are saying is this is very much a speech case. This implicates the most cherished form of speech at all protected under the First Amendment, and that is the right of the union to engage in political advocacy and discourse. So they're saying not only does this get in the way of the union's free speech and associational rights, but this is, in fact, content-based discrimination, the worst form of speech discrimination. It makes it impossible for the unions to express their political views. So they tried to characterize it as a very lofty speech case, and the union said this is an administrative matter of having the non-members check a box.
So these are teachers who have to belong to the teachers' union. They don't want to be in the teachers' union. They're saying, don't spend our money this way. The union is saying, look, we're doing what we need to do with our fees. Now, this has been a big political question as well. How did the justices handle it? What were they saying?
The justices today were very, very unsympathetic, in fact, to the unions. They really felt like they had a lot of sympathy for Washington State and the ballot process, and they had a lot of state for these non-teacher members of the union who essentially, and Antonin Scalia kept using the word, had their money sort of forcefully extracted from them, you know, against their wills, taking their money away. And so the justices, even the liberal justices, had a lot of trouble today with what the Washington State Supreme Court did when they struck down this law.
Well, doesn't this maybe go beyond the question of the speech? What about kind of compulsory membership in unions? Is there something sort of more basic at stake here?
Well, the courts have passed on this question of union membership before, and what they've said in prior precedent was, look, nobody can be forced to give money to a union that does things that they object to. The analogy is all the compelled speech cases. Nobody can be forced to do anything they don't want to. You've always been allowed to opt out of giving money to a speech that you don't want. The question now is really whether you have to affirmatively opt in, whether the unions have to go to these non-members who don't like what they're doing and say, hey, we want to ask you yet again if you object to our using your funds for political purposes. And that, as you said, makes it very, very awkward for the unions. Don't forget, 95% of the teachers in Washington State belong to the union. So we're worrying now about the 5% who have opted out and their speech rights. And that, say the unions, is just cumbersome and unfair.
More implications beyond union law here?
Well, certainly implications either way, depending on how the court goes. If the court decides to uphold the Washington law, many other states may imitate the law, and you'll see a lot tougher laws on union speech. If the court decides to strike down this law, there's a real question about some other states that have similar laws on the books. So either way, I think there could be broad implications. Of course, now we live in the era of Roberts Court minimalism, so the court will do as little as it can.
Dahlia Lithwick from Slate.com, a contributor here on Day to Day as well. Dahlia, thank you again.
My pleasure.